Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. I am a floor supervisor. How may I help you today, please?
Hi, Crystal. My name is Ken, and the woman I spoke to was a very nice person. My nephew had taken my card without telling me and ordered these things, and I found the card, and it got back, and now I've got all these charges on there. He tried calling to see if he could get it. Credits for me, and I don't know what happened there, but I spent 2 hours at my bank this morning trying to figure out what to do, and I don't feel like I want the credits back, and I need to know what to do. My bank said to contact you first, so they would go and give me credit and then challenge it themselves.
All right, let's start here. Can you verify your first and last name to make sure I have the correct account, please?
Yes, ma'am. Sorry to bother you. It's Ken Green, like the color with an E, 88 Park Street, condo 42, Portland, Maine, 04101.
Thank you so much. Oh, you're not bothering me at all. I'm glad to help you. Okay.
And the woman I spoke to earlier was very nice, too.
Oh, awesome. I'm glad to hear that. Thank you. And that's Green with an E, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome. Thank you. It'll take just a second to come up. Our computers have been running a little slow this morning. Sorry about that.
No, take your time. You're helping me.
I promise it's coming. It hasn't let me down yet. It's just taking a little while to load, and it drives me crazy. Okay, let me go this way. It wants to be a little difficult. What was that zip code one more time, please?
04101.
Thank you. Let me see if that'll bring it up. And see, she sent me an account over, but it's not loading. Your email address, is that kgtampa@aol.com?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let me try that way for us here. Not sure what's going on. It's been doing crazy things all day. I'll figure it out, though, real quick, I promise.
No, she had the same situation.
Oh, she did? Okay. Well, that makes me feel better. Okay. But she was able to find it, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Let's see. Let me try to search with just the email address, and hopefully it'll come up that way because it's not wanting to load for me. Here we go. Okay. It's coming up now. We're in business. Okay, so the address was, did you say 88 Park Street, 42, Portland?
Yes, ma'am. 04101.
Okay. Thank you. I just wanted to make sure that was correct. Thank you. And it's still coming, but I just hit refresh, so it should be any moment now.
Okay.
And I do, so while we're waiting, it stated that your nephew illegally used your card, and then he called us and tried to get a refund to keep you from finding out, basically. Was that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
No problem. Okay.
Sorry.
No, you're good. So we'll definitely get that taken care of for you. I do see that she stated that he was able to get some partial refunds, so we'll be able to help you with the rest, no problem, as soon as it pops up.
You're wonderful. How long have you been with this company?
About 3 years. It'll actually be 3 years in February.
Okay, I'll have your anniversary early.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that. Okay, here we go. So let's start here at the beginning. So I do see it was the tactical bag for $5.74. You saw that on your card, right?
Yes, ma'am. I saw some other charges doing subscriptions.
Oh, yeah.
For some reason.
The $39.99 and $67.32.
Yeah, that's what he tried to get back. And that's what I'm trying to
get the full refund. Okay, no problem. We can definitely do that. That won't be a problem at all. So let me go here and see how much you'll let me. Hopefully, it's going to go through. I don't see where the $39.99 had any partial refunds to it. So I did refund that in full. And off
Thank
the
you.
60, you're welcome. Off the 67.32, it does look like they refunded 3366. Let's go ahead and get your full refund out of that. So it's going to come back looking a little crazy. You're going to have two refunds, which is going to come out and be a total of $67.32.
Okay.
So let's process that. The one I'm doing, of course, is another amount of $33.66. Let's make sure that goes through for us. And then that one went through. Perfect. And then we can refund that $5.74, sir.
Okay, and I'm not, those prescriptions or subscriptions, sorry, subscriptions, that they won't charge me ever again, correct?
Ever, no more charges whatsoever. We've got it completely canceled for you, and I'm sorry that happened. I know it's frustrating. So your three refunds, $5.74, the whole amount of $39.99, and then the second amount, 50%, that I refunded back at $33.66. We'll all be back in your account in 3 to 5 business days. I was trying to see what day did they, let me look at that to see what day they issued the 50%. Was that today or another day?
I don't recall. I'm so confused about this whole thing.
Oh, it was the 12th. Okay, right. So this one will take 3 to 5 business days. If you hadn't got the first amount of $33.66, that this was done the 12th. Today is what, the 14th? Yes, sir. So 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th, 16th. So you should have that first one back by Friday, and then the 50% I refunded back by Tuesday, along with the $39.99 in full and the $5.74.
You are wonderful. And there's no other charges that I have to be concerned about, correct?
No, sir. It looks like they tried to put through a second amount of $67.32 on December 12th, but it was declined by the banker credit card and it did not go through.
Okay. All right. You are absolutely wonderful. I hope I get a survey or something.
Oh, well, thank you, sir. You made my day by saying that. Anything else I can help you with, please?
No, just have a nice holiday. You're wonderful. Thank you so much.
You too, sir. Thanks for calling customer service. Have a great holiday season. Bye-bye.
You're awesome. Cheers.